For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Support for this podcast is provided by Subchuck Law. Revolution Recap thanks Subchuck Law for their support of our show, local independent media, and their mission of bringing unbiased truth. Revolution Recap would also like to thank Six Point Builders for their support. Six Point Builders are builders of fine custom homes in the Boston metropolitan area. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Revolution Recap, another bonus episode for you this week as we talk to Corey Cloutier, president of The Rebellion, about the upcoming Supporters Summit. It is of note that we recorded this on Monday, and you'll hear Corey say during this interview that they haven't chosen a date for the summit. Since this recording, a date was finalized, and the summit will take place on October 19th at 6:30 p.m., so please just note that the date is October 19th. And then before we get into the interview, I want to mention one other Revolution note. Henry Kessler was signed to a contract extension. That announcement was made on Wednesday. We've talked about his contract situation in recent weeks, and the team reaches a solution before the end of the year. I will save my extended thoughts for this weekend's show, which I will be on, but I'm sure we'll get some reactions, some questions too, so we'll go in depth more this weekend. But major things to know, Henry Kessler has signed a two-year contract extension through 2025 with a team option for 2026, and this extension does involve TAM, so it seems like he'll be getting quite the raise starting next season. Then also, we want to give a thanks to our sponsor, BetOnline. Football is back, and BetOnline is your number one information source for all of your sports wagering needs, with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on statistics, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoff and Super Bowl, BetOnline gives you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BLEAVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BLEAVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. And with all that being said, here is our interview with Corey Cloutier. Corey, thank you for joining the show. We wanted to get your thoughts on this upcoming Supporter Summit, which a lot of people are talking about, which the Rebellion has called for. Can you give our listeners an idea of what exactly the Supporter Summit is?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for having me again. It's always great to be on the show. The Supporter Summit started about a decade ago, and it was truly just for transparency to the members of the two supporter groups, the Riders and the Rebellion. So with that being said, in the early 2010-2013 area, we would have this every single year. And in 2013, the attendance started to go down, but that was kind of because of the fact that the team was doing quite well. so from like, 2013-2016, the team was doing pretty good. We had some great players who actually brought us, you know, pretty deep in the playoffs. So that's kind of why Sports Summit was no longer truly necessary, because we were only getting the questions that were a little repetitive, right? So, you know, where's the stadium would be like one of those questions. So the Sports Summit ended up kind of just dying off a little bit, but now we're just trying to bring it back.
And what exactly is kind of the format of the summit? I know there's kind of the season ticket holders town hall at the beginning of the year, every year. Is it a similar format with kind of town hall questions where members of the Rebellion or the Riders can go up and ask questions, or how exactly does it work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're going to be doing it a little bit like that season ticket member event. There'll be microphones for people to come up and just ask questions town hall style. Anything is truly on the table at this stage. At this point, there's been nothing really that the team has asked us not to talk about. But that's the whole purpose of the summit, right? So the whole purpose is to truly get some transparency. So we'll open up, the Rebellion will open up with the questions. We'll open up with one or two questions to the league and the team. And once you get those questions out, we'll open up to the audience, the members of the two groups, and we'll go from there.
And I just kind of want to touch on the older summits a little bit before we move on to Presence Day. But how productive are these meetings? You mentioned, too, the team was not in the best form pre-2014. You know, they had their MLS Cup run, but the years before it, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners know, they remember, those were not really great days. So how are these meetings productive? What kind of comes from those summits?
I mean, a lot of things that come from the summits is not only clarity, but it's also, you know, letting the team know where our minds are at and where our members' minds are at. And that's truly the key to the summit, honestly. If you think about the summit, I personally and a lot of my e-board, we could text Cajal or email them. We could reach out to the revs whenever we needed to. Whenever we had a question, we'll reach out to them. And I know eventually I'll get an answer sooner or later. Could be within 10 minutes, could be the next day, but whatever. I know I can get an answer, but what about our members? What about the hundreds of people that we have that are part of the rebellion and they want to talk to these individuals because they're upset, and they want some answers. They want clarity. So that's the true purpose of the summit. And so that's kind of our goal, at least. I can't speak to back in 2013, I wasn't in charge, so I wasn't truly involved as much with the team itself. So I can't really speak to how well the summits went outside of the fact that a lot of the repetitive questions did occur. And they did hear out the supporter group's voice, whether action was taken or not. I really can't speak to it.
Mm-hmm. And let's fast forward to present day. You guys have called for a summit. First off, do you know who will be in attendance, who will be attending this summit to answer the questions? And also, do you have a date in stone yet on when this exactly will be?
So for attendance-wise, something that's never happened before that we're pretty excited about is we're working with the team and the league to get a representative from both. So MLS has never truly sent someone to one of our summits to ask them questions, and I think that's one of the key components of this specific summit that we really wanted to see happen. So we don't know whom from the league is actually coming yet, but we do know that they are interested in attending. So we're working with the league and the team to get that done. Now with the team, Brian will be there. That's been confirmed. And we're working on someone from the staff, whether that's the interim coach or the GM or what have you. We're working to try to figure that part out as well.
And do you have a date set yet, or do you have an idea of when this is going to be? Is this going to be during the season? Is it going to be after the season, during playoffs? Any idea of when this is going to be nailed down?
We thought it was extremely important to get this done before playoffs. It's almost necessary at this stage, especially where the way the team has been basically since after League's Cup, to be quite honest. So for the most part, what we ended up doing after one failed date that we did have in there, we gave them a week time frame. So we said October 15th to the 19th. Pick one day in there that works for both the team and the league, and we'll make it work for the supporter group.
And Corey, I believe this summit is a Rebellion only event, or it's sponsored by the Rebellion. I'm not sure what the exact wording is, but why is it only the Rebellion involved with the summit?
No, so, you know, we are stronger together without a doubt. And we do push that a lot, as you'll probably hear me say more than once in this episode here, or in this interview. But with that being said, we did reach out to Riders leadership. We asked them if they wanted to help organize the event and run the event. They weren't interested in organizing and running of it, but they did say they would like to attend it and be members at it in attendance. So we let them know that we'll run the whole thing, we'll plan it, we'll do all that, and then once we have all of the FAQs and the who, what, where, why's all figured out, we'll invite them. So that's what we're doing. So the official invitation has been sent to them, but once we do get everything in line, we'll definitely be, letting them know and posting our socials to our members and their members to make sure everyone's aware that anybody who's a member of an official support group can absolutely attend.
And why call for the summit? Why now? I think I know the answer. I imagine the Bruce Arena investigation resignation has a lot to do with that and the lack of transparency regarding that. But why did you guys officially call for this summit? And what other reasons did you have?
So the Bruce situation obviously has a lot to do with it. It's the straw that broke the camel's back, per se. And that's kind of the true driving force of this. But in my opinion, there's also been a lot of reactionary decisions versus being proactive. So that's why, you know, it was time that we felt, you know what, this Bruce situation just happened. The team was in second place. We were looking to be competitive for the supporter shield. And now we're just trying to fight ourselves for home field advantage at this point. So, you know, what happened? Where's the direction? What's the plans? I mean, there's so many outstanding questions. And for me, what really triggered the supporter summit in my mind was when I was listening to a post-game interview. I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Richie. And he said, no comment, you have to ask the league. And I was like, okay, so let's ask the league. Like, why isn't anyone doing that? Like, let's go to the league, which is kind of really what triggered this from the get-go. And that's when I messaged my group and I was like, hey, I really want to do this. What do you guys think? Let's revitalize the supporter summit and get some questions answered, because obviously the league hasn't obviously even said a word besides one tweet from MLS communication. And that was it. So.
And just to be clear, so this is addressing both kind of on the field performance topics as well as kind of off the field, the kind of mess we've seen the past month. There's really no topic that is off limits, so to speak.
Oh yeah, I mean, the team instantly agreed to this. The team instantly was like, absolutely, let's set a date, let's do it. I had no pushback from the team whatsoever in regards to doing this event, and they know it's about transparency. We sent, in my opinion, a very strongly worded email or memo to the team. And we were pretty straightforward on the why and the ask. And at this point, the team was instantly on board, and they're the ones kind of trying to get the league to work with them to figure out a date that works for everybody. I mean, the league, you know, some behind the scenes stuff, I guess I could mention. But the league, you know, they don't want to just send an intern to come sit there and just say no comment. They did mention that they want to send someone who can at least answer something. So that's kind of why there's been a little bit of a delay in the timing of getting the event planned.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything that the league or the Revolution have told you can't talk about? Because I know the Bruce Arena investigation really got met with kind of some resistance publicly and there was a lot of no comments. Has the league or the team conveyed anything to you that certain topics can't be asked about?
No. My assumption, and I'll be honest, we all think in the back of our minds, there's going to be a handful of no comments that do come up. But there's been nothing that we've been told specifically saying you can't ask XYZ question. So they'll answer them, whether you get a no comment or you get a let's move along kind of answer. That's one thing, but we have not been told that you can't ask something. That's not happened.
You touched on this a little bit too in previous answers, but how good is the Revolution front office at responding to supporters groups since you've taken over the charge of the Rebellion, which I believe this is your third year? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's my third year as president, and then fourth year in the e-board. I was the vice president for a year before that. You know, in my experience, the team is really good at communicating with us. Now, whether we agree with their answer to our questions or concerns is a whole nother topic, but they do communicate to us what decisions are and how they can help us and how we can help them. I mean, it does go both ways to kind of make this a success. So that has happened. The communications do work well. The team does come to our lot before every game to come see how everything is, if there's anything to bring inside the stadium for that game, what have you. So the team's really good about that. I will say, but, you know, there are times we definitely disagree, but you're not going to agree on everything. So there's that.
Overall, you're satisfied with them addressing issues that the supporter groups have raised in the past?
Addressing issues with the supporter groups, sure. Yeah. Addressing issues of our concerns with the team, I mean, I think there could be room for improvement for sure.
Okay. And then one other thing, too, and I'll put you on the spot, and maybe this is a personal opinion that doesn't speak for all fans, but if there's one thing that you hope to accomplish from the summit or get clarity on, what would that be?
I have to go back to transparency. I have to go back to the fact that questions get answered. And whether that's the league answering the questions or the team, I want to see a direction. I want to see, you know, I want people to see and leave the supporter summit, you know, at least satisfied of getting a why. You know, in my personal opinion, not rebelling or anything like that, you know, I've already mentioned this. I think there's a lot of reactionary decisions, and I think we need to kind of be, we need to make proactive moves moving forward. So that's just something of my concern personally.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've also seen around the league other clubs with supporter groups stage protests, do walkouts. I know during the road game in Colorado, the supporters groups there, while the Revs were in town, did a walkout in the first half. Other clubs have made TIFOs in protest. Why did you choose to do a summit as opposed to other forms of protests like walkouts or signage or anything like that? Why did you choose to take this direction?
No, it's a great question, and something that's been, you know, mentioned to us on our Discord that we have. It's been mentioned on Twitter a ton. It's kind of been posted everywhere from a lot of the diehard supporters. You know, why aren't we taking action? Why aren't we doing something specific? You know, in our opinion, we rather actually letting our actions speak for us. So, for instance, if you have the stadium and we're over at Colorado and C38, which is their supporter group, and they leave and they protest the game by leaving the game. And I think they had great signage, perfectly placed signs. But then the next game, I believe it was a Wednesday, their fort per se, they don't have a fort, but you know, their supporter section was packed the very next game. And it's just like, okay, so you left one game, mid-game, your team ended up winning, and then you just returned the very next game. So what did you accomplish? That's my personal opinion on it. You don't accomplish much. Now, LA Galaxy, on the other hand, at the beginning of the year, their fans protested and left the stadium and stayed away, and they stayed out. Now, the team didn't make playoffs, but they did get action taken. Action was taken from what that group did. So if we're going to protest and leave the stadium, you know, we better be ready for the long haul. We better be staying out for the long haul. Now, my other question to those people making those comments, though, is what exactly is the protest? Is it lack of transparency? Is it the mishandled Bruce situation? Or is it something else, right? Because a lot of the mishandled Bruce situation, in my personal opinion, is league. And a lot of the other issues, the team, like transparency, is the team. But when you protest that, what's the end goal? What do we need to see for us to be able to say, okay, we'll return back to the stadium? And I don't know that answer. Now, a supporter summit gets questions answered, gets us what we're looking for, and it's immediate. And if the supporter summit doesn't even work, let's say, for instance, we don't get the answers we're looking for, or they no comment the entire summit. Okay, then sure, anything's on the table. Let's talk that out. Let's see what it is. But we're not going to just jump to conclusion and do a a huge protest to say, hey, you know, we're not taking this anymore. We're not taking this crap, to just return back to the stadium. To me, that doesn't add up.
It also is worth noting too, and I feel there's a little bit of it's an awkward time because the team is still in a playoff hunt, and I think it's harder to tell supporters to leave a stadium when the game means so much. Whereas Colorado, the team is already, you know, out of the playoffs and not expected to do anything. And so you're right, having players or having fans leave and then come back the next day, you're taking them away from watching a game that's could be an important game. Although, Corey, I guess the benefit of hindsight, you could have saved a lot of your supporters from watching the ending of that Columbus game.
Yeah, we definitely could have. So if I could add just one more thing, you look at the Colorado situation, they're more than likely going to win the Wooden Spoon, being dead last. Their stadium literally is falling apart to the point where there's missing like light bulbs, like pieces of light in their scoreboard. So their stadium's falling apart. They have no major players, maybe one guy, and they're going to win the Wooden Spoon. So that, to me, those are reasons to protest. This mishandled situation, I'd rather answers instead of just going out and just, you know, leaving a stadium like a temper tantrum. I'd rather get some questions answered, and that's kind of the reason we made this decision instead.
One note, I think TFC has clinched the Wooden Spoon, but Colorado is getting silver in that category. So your point still stands that Colorado, it's a different situation, so it might require a different form of protest, so to speak. I think that's kind of the overall point that we're getting at. I should say, though, that if, and you mentioned this, and I want to just highlight this, you mentioned that if you don't get the answers that you want, other forms of protests are on the table. Would you guys consider, I don't know, necessarily a walkout or some sign of signage or some sort of additional protest if the summit falls flat for you guys?
I think signage would be the biggest aspect of what we would consider at this point. A walkout at this point in the season, you know, you got one home game left. You're not going to deprive anybody from their last home game. Besides, obviously, the playoff game that's going to come up, and we're not walking out of a playoff game. Then we're at least the Rebellion's not going to do that. So, you know, if signage is what's needed, then, you know, potentially that happens. But again, at this stage, the only thing we have planned whatsoever is the supporter summit, and we feel that's going to be enough for us to make the difference that we're looking for. You know, the other thing I want to point out in the supporter summit, it's not for me. I know I've said this once already. It's not for me. It's not for our HQ. It's not for anyone on our board. It's for our members, the people that don't have the opportunity to talk to the front office on a game day basis. It's for the people that can't reach out to them with ease, right? Which is why we're not only inviting the Rebellion members, we're also inviting the Riders members as well. So we're inviting all individuals that are part of a recognized supporter group of the team. So we really, really want this to happen for everyone, because we do believe in that saying that you've seen over the last few years of Stronger Together. We truly believe in that. So, yeah, we're going to be inviting everyone across the board once we have all the official information.
And just for clarity, the summit is open to members of the supporters group. So it'll be members of the Rebellion, and you're inviting the Riders as well. But you need to be a member of one of those supporter groups to go, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And what we'll do, since we obviously don't know what the Riders, you know, who's the Rider, who's not, we obviously have the list of members of the Rebellion. So if they come in, they just need to prove their membership, and we'll let them right in the door. Not a problem whatsoever. Whether that's a confirmation receipt email, or they log into their portal on the Riders website, whatever that is, we'll accept it and we'll let them right in the door. That's not a problem. But for the Rebellion members, they can walk right in. We'll have a little sign-in sheet, or not sign-in sheet, but like a check-in list. They can check in. We'll know they're a member, and we'll let them go right in and ask any question they want. Because again, it's not just going to be questions from our leadership, which we're only opening with like one or two questions to start the summit, the questions are going to come from the members.
And this event will be at Gillette Stadium in person?
Yeah.
Okay. No remote login or anything like that?
No, no.
Okay. Let's say you are not in a supporters group. Let's say you have a podcast and are technically credentialed media, so you can't be in a supporters group. Could you make a suggestion for a question or a topic to come up? How can that be done? If I was in that situation where I was not in a supporters group and I was not allowed to be, could I reach out to you and make a suggestion or something like that?
Do you know anyone in that situation by chance?
No one in mind.
No one comes to mind.
But if I think of something, I'll let you know. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not a member of our organization, our email is always open and we're on Discord. So if you go to our website, anyrebellion.org, you can go on there and there's a contact us tab. It'll send us an email directly. Just type in there and it'll send us an email right away. You can also go to our get involved tab. On that tab, you'll see the list of things that non-members can join. And in that list is our Discord. So you're welcome to join the Discord, and there's an entire section in there, not only for directly communicating with the leadership of the supporter group, but there's a spot for you guys in there too. And people can ask you guys questions that they want heard in the podcast. So it's a really good opportunity for all parties involved.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Corey. Is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with? I appreciate you accepting this invite to come on to discuss it, to be transparent about what fans can expect. I know I knew nothing about this before our conversation, so I'm glad you could kind of run down the FAQs. But is there anything I didn't touch upon that you want to address, or is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I just want to make sure I iterate, because I've heard this a ton, and I know our entire board has heard this a ton, is people mentioning that, you know, what's the point? They're just going to say no comments or, you know, speak around the question. While that might be the case for some of the questions, this whole summit is not only to talk to the team, but it's to talk to MLS, which is something we've never had the opportunity to do. It's also to have your voice heard. So if you even ask a question and they say no comment, at least your voice was heard. And what I mean by that is, if you ask, well, is there a way that you could have avoided Shari Joseph from leaving the team? That's you letting them know that you're upset that Joseph is out the door. And so, you know, even if they can't really say, even if they say no comment or they say there's nothing that we could have done, they now have heard your voice. And they'll probably hear the audience clap to that question, you know, letting them know that everyone is really upset about how that went down. So, you know, I think it's invaluable how important this supporter summit is, even if we get some no comment questions or answers to our questions.
That's a good point. And it's always worth asking the question. I think I've been surprised over the years of people we've had on this show, the questions I've asked, and it's gotten an answer, which I wasn't expecting. I was expecting to be danced around. So it's always worth asking the question. And for your sake and for the Rebellion's sake and for, I think, speaking on behalf of every fan of the Revolution's sake, I hope you don't get a lot of no comment questions. I hope they are transparent with you. And also, I should note that no media is allowed in this. It's just supporter groups. This is supposed to be a transparent kind of, not necessarily one-on-one, because there's more than two people in the room, but it's going to be a direct conversation with supporters. So I think the whole point is to be a little bit more open to supporters than they would be with the media. So I think I'm hopeful that this summit goes very well for you, Corey. So Corey, thank you so much for joining the show, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks again to Corey for joining us today. Just as a reminder, the summit will be held on October 19th at 6:30 p.m. You can reach out to the Rebellion at nerebellion.org if you wanted more information on the summit or about their organization. And also, we wanted to say thank you to our presenting sponsor, BetOnline. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at BetOnline. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and go Revs.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.